Begin the current daf, Masechta Zvachim, daf Yud Gimel. Begin 6 lines down with the top of the Yamad. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, which was discussing the halachas of a Pesach that was done Shalei Lishma. If someone went and did one of the Avodas, the four integral services of the Karban Pesach, not for its namesake, as we said in the opening Mishnah of the Masechta of the Perek, there's two Karbanas, unlike all the other Karbanas, if they are slaughtered Shalei Lishma, are going to be Pasul. They are the Chatas, and the one we're discussing that of the Karban Pesach. So says the Mishnah, HaPesach v'achatas, regarding these two karbanas, the Karban Pesach and the sin offering, sheshacht and shalei lishma, if was slaughtered, not for its namesake, or kibel v'hilech v'zark shalei lishma, if it was either received, or if it was transported, or if the blood was thrown, not for its namesake, oi lishman v'shalei lishma, or a different type of a case, where if it was done for its namesake and not for its namesake, meaning in one service itself, let's say in the shechita, in one act, it was done for its namesake and not for its namesake. Oh, or the other way around, shalei lishman ulishman, or not for its namesake and its namesake. Psulin, it's going to be invalid. It has to be totally lishma by all the avodas. So says the Mishnah, explaining this last category that we said, ketzad lishman b'shalei lishman. What does it mean to do it for its namesake and not for its namesake? Says the Mishnah, l'shem pesach ulishem shlam. If when one is doing that one service, let's say of slaughtering the animal, he has a mind for both, it being Pesach and not for Pesach Shlamim, that's not going to be kosher because it's Lishma and Shalei Lishma. And what Shalei Lishman Ulishman? That's the other way around. Lishem Shlam Ulishem Pesach. He first has a mind that should be for the sake of Shlamim and then for Pesach in the same service. It's not totally Lishma, so it's going to be Pasal. As the Mishnah explains, Shasevach Nifsal Ba'abadvarm, because the carbon is invalidated in four different ways in these four primary services. B'shchita, the slaughtering, or B'kibul, the receiving of the blood in the vessel, B'hilach, the transportation of that blood to the Mizbeach, where then the fourth one is done, which is Ubizrika, and the throwing of the blood. Now, says the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Machshav B'hilach, he disagrees regarding one of the four of them. He validates it, if it's done Shalei Lishma, by the transportation of the blood, when the Kohen walks with that vessel to the Mizbeach, Shahayim, because he would say, it's not possible to have a carbon without slaughtering it. And also B'shalei B'kabbalah, without receiving it, you have to receive the blood. And also B'shalei B'zrika, it's not possible not to have the throwing of the blood, which is the primary Toman on Mizbeach. So since they're chashav avaydis, they're distinct, they're required, so therefore it could invalidate it when it's done shalei lishma. Aval efshe b'lehilach, but it's possible to do a carbon without transportation, therefore it's not so considered significant to invalidate if it's done shalei lishma. Why? Sheichet b'tzad ha-mizbeach v'zer, because technically they could slaughter the animal right at the side of the mizbeach, receive the blood, and throw it. Since it's not integral, therefore he says it's not going to invalidate if it's done shalei lishma. A third opinion, Rabbi Elazar, amen. He says, depends. Hamahalach b'makom shutzarch lahalach, if he's transporting it in a place where he has to transport it. So such a transportation, machshava peselas. Then if he's going to have a thought of shalei lishma in that halicha, then it's going to invalidate it. But b'makom she'in tzarch lahalach, but if it's in a place where he doesn't have to transport it, then a machshava peselas, then the thought of shalei lishma is not going to invalidate it by that type of a halacha. And the Gemara is going to explain, what does it mean in a place where you have to or don't have to have this halacha? Now the Gemara asks on one of the halachas that everyone agreed to in the Mishnah, that Kabbalah, if when one receives the blood, he has a machshava, shalei lishma, not for the namesake of this carbon pesach or chatas, but for a different carbon, it's going to invalidate it. That is the Gemara of a Kabbalah mipasal. Is that really so, that by the receiving the blood, that invalidates the carbon by when you have an inappropriate machshava? But what Tanya learned in the Braisa, that explains the pasuk in B'yikra that says, by the carbon oila, says, v'shachar es ben abaka, that he's going to slaughter the young animal. The krivoi, and the pasuk says, and the sons of Aaron are going to bring near es hadam, the blood. What does it mean, v'kriva? He says, the bride says, du kabbalas adam. That refers to the receiving the blood, which teaches you that you have to receive the blood in a vessel. Says the Braisa, Ato'im Kabbalah Saddam, is that really so? Is that what this word Vekriv is coming to teach regarding the receiving of the blood? Or maybe it only refers to the throwing of the blood, because that's what generally the term of Hakrava is, which is bringing it near onto the Mizbeach, like it says, L'Kayin HaMakrevah, so the kind that's, we usually translate Makrevah as even sacrificing it, but like the word carbon, but really, it means bringing near. But what does it mean bringing near to the Mizbeach? How do you bring the blood near? It's by when you throw it onto it. But in truthfully, says the Braisa, maybe I would tell you that actually Kabbalah maybe does not require a vessel from the time of when they built the Mishkan and onward. Although previous time, as we're going to shortly say, by Har Sinai, they had a vessel that they received it on, but maybe that was only then, but when they made the oil ma'ila, non-word, they actually didn't need Kabbalah to be done in the vessel. And maybe when it says Vikriva, it refers to the Zrika. That says the Brisa, no, because Kishu Oimer Bezarku, when the Pasuk says, and over in that same Pasuk, that they should throw the blood, Sahare Zrika Amr, so the Pasuk already refers to the throwing of the blood. Haman Mekai Mekriva, so then what am I referring to when I'm saying they should bring it near? Zu Kabbalah Sadam, that refers to the receiving of the blood, like we find that they received by the Karban Oil, by Har Sinai, and Shmai Schav Talad, that it says that Moshe Rabbeinu took half the blood, and by Yosef Magonis, and they put it into these vessels, into these receptacles. Now, although really the terminology of Vikrivu, bringing near, is really a terminology not of Kabbalah, of receiving the blood, but actually of Halacha, of transporting the blood, as we taught in the Avdalam and Aleph, when it says in the Pasuk, Vihikrav HaKoyin HaSakel, the Koyin brings all of it near, the Gemara said it refers to the transportation of the limbs to the ramp of the Mizbeach. So how do we say it's Kabbalah when it says Vikrivu, it sounds like it's Halacha? So that Rashi explains that since at times, it doesn't even require halacha, like we said in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon was pointing out that if one slaughters it right at the side of the mizbeach, so you cannot say that that's what the pasuk is referring to when it says vikrivu, because you can't say that you do it, because not always do you need to do halacha. Rather, it's referring to the kabbalah. Now, however, when we do require a halacha, we learn out that avoda from the fact that the Torah used the terminology of when it refers to Kabbalah in the terminology that would seem to indicate halacha by vikrivu. So we learn that halacha from Kabbalah, but we can't say it means halacha, therefore must be, and it can't be zrika like we said, because the Torah refers to that explicitly, so it must be referring to Kabbalah. So that's what the pasuk is talking about, Kabbalah Sadam. So you need to have Kabbalah in the vessel. Now continues the Brice expounding the pasuk when it says that they will receive, who does the pasuk say, B'nei Aaron HaKoyanim, the sons of Aaron the Kohanim, that's two elements. Shatei b'kayin kasher, u'b'kli sharis, that's telling us that it should be a kasher, a valid kayin, which is the sons of Aaron. And also when it calls them hakayhanim, it's referring to that it should be in the vestments, in the garments. So kayin kasher excludes a chalal, who was born from an inappropriate union of his father with his mother, or if they're balimumen, if they're blemishes. And kli sharis refers to the halacha that they should be dressed in the kahana garments. Because Kahanim sounds like what's called bikihunim, like the Gemara says later on your Tchesim Abeis. What does it mean in their Kohanic status? It means if they're wearing big dikihuna. And wherever it says this ideas of Kayan Kasha and Klisharis, the Klisharis means the big dikihuna. So that's what the Pasuk is referring to. Now, however, Amr Rebbe Kiva, he says, and Rebbe Kiva doesn't understand it from the way the Tanakama understands it, because he says that no, B'nei Aharon means any Kohan. And although it says hakayhanim, he doesn't learn this that it means bikihunam, that it should mean they should be wearing their kahana garments. And therefore, he actually learns that from somewhere else. He says, "Menayin lekabbalah shloi tehei ele b'kayin kasher u'b'klisharis." He says, how do you know? Because he doesn't learn that from the Aaron hakayhanim. He says, where do you know these two halachas? That b'kabbalah, which is what the apostle was talking about, that it requires it to be by a kayin kasher, not a chal or balmum, and klisharis, that he's wearing the kahana garments. So he says, from Gzer Shava. Nemerkan ben Aaron, it says here in this pasuk, ben Aaron, the sons of Aaron. Venemal Halan says over there, pasuk, Mamidbar, Elish, Shemais, ben Aaron, Hakahanim, Hamashuchim, these are the sons of Aaron, the Kahanim that were anointed. Mala Halan, just like over there, it's Bekoyin Kasher, Beklisharis, is talking about that they were valid Kahanim, and they were wearing the Kahana garments. How do we know? Because the pasuk there is talking about Elazar and Nisamar, who they were valid Kahanim. And moreover, we know that it's talking about Beklisharis, because the pasuk there refers to them as Shemili as Yadam. What does it mean that their hands are full? That refers to wearing the kahana garments. Like the pasuk says in Mirka Chavalov, it says, "Mili is yodai lul beishes abagadim." We see the term "mili yadayim" refers to wearing the kahana garments. So this says in Shemais Chavtes, "Ubigdi hakodesh ashal aaron," the holy garments that are for Aaron, "yulabanav acharav lamashchuhem lamale b'masyadim." So you see the term "mili yadayim" means the kahana garments, and since it says over there by laws of Yisama, which are kahana gsherim, and that they were "mili yadayim," which is the klisharis, meaning wearing the kahana garments, so avkan seiros when it says b'nei Aaron by the kabbalah of the receiving of the blood has to be b'kayin kasher u'b'klisharis. Now, Amr Tarfon, he says to them, a kapayich es bana. He says, I'm going to cut off the lives of my sons. Im lo yishamati lahavchen hefresh ben kabbalah zrika. If I didn't hear that there should be a difference between the avoda of receiving the blood and the spraying of the blood, and what was bothering him was that you're making it sound like kabbalah is like the other avodas. You're saying, oh, just like Zrika requires a Kohen Kasher and Klisharis, so to Kabbalah you're learning out, both of you, but I have a tradition that there's a difference between Kabbalah and Halacha and Zrika, but Ve'ein Lefarish. This is I don't recall what was the differentiation that I heard between the two of them, but you can't tell me Kabbalah is the same thing like Zrika. Adam Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said to him, no, Ani Afarish, I'll explain. Yes, Kabbalah requires just like Zrika, Kain Kasha, and Klisharis, but it doesn't mean it's everything the same as Zrika. He says, I'll tell you differences between Kabbalah and Zrika. First of all, Kabbalah, and this is the point that the Gemara wants with this brisa, that it's asking, as we said in the Mishnah, it sounds like that by Kabbalah, it's going to invalidate with the Machshava of Shalal Lishma. Here, from the words of Bekiva, which is the first of the few differences he makes between Kabbalah and Zrika, is actually the point that we're going to ask from, that sounds like that what contradicts this idea. Rabbi Kiva said, Kabbalah loy asa ba machshava kamaisa. Regarding the receiving of the blood, we did not make the thought to be like an action. At this point, the Gemara assumes what he's saying is that a machshava, an inappropriate thought, is not going to invalidate when one is doing that thought by the Kabbalah, if he's going to have a thought of, let's say, that it should be done, the services, out of its allotted time, which is called pigul, or shaloi lishma, which is the halacha of our Mishnah. And that's the Gemara's question. So you see that obviously a machshava of shaloi lishma does not invalidate by Kabbalah, and yet our Mishnah was saying that everyone agrees that by Kabbalah a machshava shaloi lishma is going to make the Karban Chatas and Pesach possible. But this is what Rabbi Kiva is saying. The first thing is that Kabbalah, we don't make an inappropriate thought like a maisa, whereas Zrika also by machshava kamaisa. However, when he's throwing the blood, we do make the thought like the action. That's one difference. Another difference, says Rabbi Kiva, is kiblu b'chutz. If someone receives the blood out of the perimeter where he's allowed to do the avoida of a carbon in the chayiv karas, he's not liable for being cut off at a young age. Zarka b'chutz, anish karas. But if someone throws the blood of the carbon out of the permitted area, the punishment is karas, because the liability of doing a carbon out of the permitted area was said by slaughtering, where it says vel pesach al mayid, that it doesn't bring it to the opening of the oil mayid, and the throwing of the blood we learn out from the meidam yichashav, as the Gemara says later on in Perek Hashechet of Kovzayin and Alv. So it's only by shchita and zrika, not by kabbal. A third difference, says Rabbi Kiva, is kablu psulin, if people that are not viable to do the avoda, if they receive the blood, let's say a non-kayin or others which are liable for the death penalty for doing the avodah, like those who drank wine and those like that. So those that are possible to do the avodah, if they receive the blood, say ein chayav nalav, they're not going to be liable for the death penalty. The reason for that is because to be liable for the death penalty, like a non-kayin, you need to have what's called an avodah tama, which says vavad tam, which means avodah tama has to be the last of the series of sequence of avodahs to be chayiv misa, where there's no service after that. As the Gemara says in Masechet Yumah, Daf Chof Da'alam Amar Alav, and also in the last parak over here, in Kof Yud Beis Amar Beis, where it also says this same idea that there's no liability of not being a kohen or tumo or mechusa begadim by those which are not the final avoda, and Kabbalah is not the final avoda in regards to the blood. Whereas zarku psul and chayam elav, the zrika sadam is the last service done with the blood, and there is a liability of death penalty. So you see, there are at least three differences between Kabbalah and zrika. So Amar Reb Tavern, Reb Tavern said to Reb Akiva, havoda, I swear by the service that at hitis yamin usmal, like the Mefarshim explained, means you did not differentiate, you did not veer to the right or to the left, and he hit it on the mark. I heard the tradition, and I didn't even know how to explain it. At the derish, you expounded by yourself, and you got it, and you figured it out to what I had heard from a tradition. So it was in these words that he told him, Akiva, whoever removes himself from you, it's like he removed himself from life. So that was the Braisa. But one thing, says the Gemara, as we had mentioned before, we see in the Braisa that Kabbalah le'asa b'machshava kamaisam, that there's no invalidation by having a machshava, which seemingly includes all machshavas, including shalal lishma, by Kabbalah. Yet our Mishnah says clearly that everyone agrees that by Kabbalah, machshava shalal lishma would invalidate. So Amar Rav says le'kasha, it's not difficult. Kan b'machshav is pigal. The Braisa is talking about when the thought process that we're saying does not apply by Kabbalah, is when someone has a machshava of doing it outside the permitted time when he's allowed to do the carbon, which is called pigul, which is an invalidation, that will not invalidate by Kabbalah. Kan, our Mishnah is talking about machshava shalei lishma, when someone has the thought of doing it not for his namesake, that does invalidate it by Kabbalah. And says the Gemara, Dekanami, a precise reading of our Mishnah seems to indicate that the Tanav Mishnah was not talking about a machshava of pigul, only of shalei lishma, because the Ketanim will learn our Mishnah that the words are shazevach nifsal, by these four avodas, including Kabbalah, the carbon becomes pasul V'legatani mispaga doesn't use the terminology of pigel. Shema menah, because only tomat shalal lishma, not of pigel. Pigel, you're right, only applies to the other avodas, but not to that of the Kabbalah. In contrast, by shalal lishma, that would apply even by Kabbalah. Now, however, the Gemara still asks on this. Are you telling me machshavas pigul epasla b'kabbalah, that a thought of pigul is not going to validate by the avoda of Kabbalah, like you're explaining for this brisa, and our Mishnah was told about only shalal lishma, which would make it possible? But v'tainu in the brisa it says, yachal loytei machshava me'elis, elibizrikim b'lvad, you would think that an inappropriate thought only affects by the throwing of the blood, meaning if someone's having in mind when he's throwing the blood with the intention to eat from its carbon, what's called bayayim shlishi, like the words of the pasuk on the third day. Because the pasuk is talking about when someone has machshava of pigul, although the literal reading of the pasuk, as I'm going to quote words of this pasuk shortly, sounds like it's talking about someone who eats from the carbon beyond its time. The Gemara elsewhere in the second parak, in Daf Chav Tesem and Av, says clearly that when it says in the pasuk, Hamakrav Oisei Lo Yechashiv, if someone sacrifices like that, it's not going to count for him. It means regarding the one who has the thought during the time when he's sacrificing it to eat from its carbon on the third day. We're not talking about the actual eating on the third day. If he has the machshava that he will eat from it past the time that he's allowed to, so that's going to make a psul. Now, when is he having this machshava? So the pasuk says Hamakrav Oisei, which what's the hakrava? What brings the blood to the mizbech? That's the zrika. That's the throwing of the blood. So therefore, says the Braisa, you would think that the psul of pigul is only at the time of the throwing of the blood. Minayin l'rabbi shchita v'kabbalah. How do we know to include even the slaughtering and the receiving of the blood? Tavalem, that's the pasuk teaches over there in Vayikra. It says, v'im he'ochel ye'ochel mebsar zevach shlamim. If someone's going to eat from the meat of the carbon of a shlamim, lo yiratze, it's not going to be willing for him. Now, although, as we said, the literal reading of the pasuk sounds like it's talking about someone who actually eats from it beyond the time that he's allowed to, as we said, elsewhere the Gemara explains, it's talking about the machshava. So what we see is, says the Braisa, that it's talking about eating. But again, all this is not talking about the actual eating, it means the thought. Bidvarm hamavin, it means if someone has a machshava of doing it by something which brings the carbon lid, achila hakasa medaber, when it's something that brings it to its ability to be consumed. What does that mean? All the avoidas of the dam, shchita, kabbalah, zrika, all the things which are relative to permitting the carbon to be eaten, therefore that the brice is including from the pasuk, he'ochel ye'ochel, anything that brings it to be able to be eaten is included in the psul of machshavas of pigel. Now, continues the brice. So I would think that even regarding the spilling of the leftover bloods, after the blood is thrown, so you have the leftover bloods where you pour it onto the yisoid, onto the foundation of the mizbeach, with the intention of eating the meat out of its time that it's allowed to be eaten, or v'haktarze murin, or during the time when he sacrificed the sacrificial parts, and he has in mind that he'll eat the carbon out of the time he's allowed to, you would think that even there the halacha pigel would apply. Tamalema, that's what the pasuk teaches, by yom shlishi lo yiratza, on the third day, it will not be found as a favor, as appeasement. Now, what's lo yiratza? That refers to the throwing of the blood, because that's what's meratza, that's what makes the appeasement for the person. It's what the kapara, the real atonement, happens with the throwing of the blood, of the zrika. And that's what the pasuk says, hamakrav oisei lo yechashav, the one who sacrificed like that, it won't be counted for him. Now, on that says the braisa, zrika b'chlal haisa. The throwing of the blood was already included in all those things that hamavilin de'achila, that brings, which we said from the words ha'achal ya'achal, that brings the carbon to be able to be eaten. Some of Lama Yatzis, so then why is it specifically mentioned by itself when it says lo yiratze, which we said the ritzu is through the zrika, it's already included ha'achal ya'achal. And that says the b'raisa, la'hakesh ela'o la'imalach, it's to compare the halachas of pigel to zrika to tell you, Mazrikim Yuchad is just like the throwing of the blood is distinct. Shiavaida, that it's one of the primary services of the carbon, Uma Kevis Kapara, and the withholding of the validity of the atonement is reliant on the Zrika. Afkalavaidu Uma Akevis Kapara, so to any service that also withholds the validity of the atonement, those are types of things that when you have the machshava of the pigel by it will make it into pigel. That excludes the spilling of the leftover bloods and the burning of the sacrificial parts, where they do not withhold the atonement if it's not done. We find by the shirayim, the leftover blood, that it's not me'akiv, as the Braisa says in Ezim Mekoyim later on, the Nunbezim and Aleph, that says you would think that it would be me'akiv. Tamalem v'eskaladam yishafach, sounds like that it makes it into shirayim mitzah, makes it only to the remnants of the mitzah. So to the burning of the sacrificial parts, it's not me'akiv de kapara, like it says in the pasuk, hadam hu ba'nefesh yichab, the atonement is with the blood, not with anything else, including the emur. So, but one thing asked the Gemara is that you see in this brisa that pigul does apply to the Kabbalah. Yet in the previous brisa, as we had answered regarding the contradiction without Mishnah, we said that Kabbalah will not be make it pigul when you have the machshava by Kabbalah. So how do we resolve the contradiction in these two brises? So that continues the Gemara Talmud Beis and says Elo lo kasha. No, it's not difficult. Why? Because regarding this that we learned in the previous brisa that said that a machshava by Kabbalah will not make it possible by pigul, it's not talking about that he has the machshava during the Kabbalah regarding the eating of the meat. Rather, we're talking about when he has the thought process during the time of the shechita. And the Amar, he says, Harini Sheikhit, I'm going to slaughter it. It's during the Shechita. Amanas lekabel dam lamacha, with the intention to receive the blood tomorrow, which is already past the time that he's allowed to go ahead and do the Kabbalah. Now, that's why the previous Brisa said it's not going to make it into pigul. Why? Because you need to have the machshava during an Avoida for what? Either for the consumption of man or for the consumption of the Mizbeach. Now, in contrast with the Zrika, in such a similar case, where there, that's what Rabbi Kiva had said, that then we do make the thought like the action, and that is if he slaughters with the intention of throwing the blood tomorrow, yeah, that would be pigul, because that's one of the achilas, that's achilah of the Mizbeach. So, but by Kabbalah, if you're slaughtering for the intention of doing the Kabbalah tomorrow, that's not an achilah. It has to be, as we'll sum it up later, for one achilis, either of a person of the Mizbeach, and Kabbalah is neither one of those. So when you're having a machshava regarding the Kabbalah, that's not going to make it pigul. However, the second brisa that we just taught, that said, where do we know to include Shechita and Kabbalah, that pigul does apply to Kabbalah, that is the Amma HaReini Mekabal Dama. He's having the machshava during the Kabbalah, Amanas Lishpech Shiraim, with the intention of pouring the leftover blood, or one of the other types of achilas that there are, which we say that there's different types of achilas, is the Mizbeach eats, so to speak, the blood, which includes even the leftover pourings of the blood on the bottom, or when a person eats. When he's doing the Kabbalah, he's having in mind for one of the achilas, lemachar, that would apply, because it's one of the avoidas, Kabbalah, and he's having machshava of chutz lizmanai, but it has to be for achilas, and it is for the achilas, it's for the achilas of the Mizbeach. So therefore that resolves the contradiction in these two brises. Now, however, the Gemara continues clarifying by asking, "Amalei Hum Rabban LeRava," says, "V'shvichis Shiraim v'Aktar Seimurin loypaslu b'hu machshava." As we had mentioned, is it really so that the pouring of the leftover of the blood or the burning of the sacrificial parts, they're having an inappropriate thought of, as we learned in the previous brayse that says you would think to include Shvichis Shiraim, and we said not their pigul does not apply, but actually a brisa that we learned, you would think that the inappropriate thought would not affect ella b'achilas basar, only with the eating of, meaning a machshava regarding eating the meat, chutz lezmanei, because the pasuk actually says there in the pasuk of pigul, it says mibsar. So it seems like it's talking about only regarding the consumption of the meat. Or, so it's regarding the achilas basar. Continues the brisa, minayin l'rabbi shvichas shiraim, from where do you know to include the spilling of the leftover blood, and for sure regarding the beginning of the zrika of itself, even though it's not regarding basar itself, and v'aktar se murma, even regarding the burning of the sacrificial parts, how do we know that even over there the machshava pigul would apply? Time 11, that's what the pasuk teaches, that we quoted the pasuk before, v'im he'achil ye'achil, the way this brisa expounds these words, b'shte achilas akasam adaba, the pasuk about two eatings, ha'achil ye'achil. What does that mean? And we're saying it's talking about the machshava of the eatings, not the actual eatings itself. It refers to achas achilas adam, whether the eating of a person, which, yeah, that's the basar, the achas achilas mizbeach, and also the emurim, or the eating of the mizbeach, which includes the emurim, which includes the zrikas adam, and even the shvichas shiraim of the dam. That even there, pigul is going to apply. But one thing asked the Gemara is that you see that pigul applies not just by Kabbalah that we answered before, but it applies even to Shvichas Shiraim, Aktaras Emurim, which the previous brisa actually excluded and said the pigul does not apply. Says Gemara Lo Kasha. No, that's not difficult either. This brisa that's teaching that we're including the Shvichas Shiraim, the leftover blood, that pigul applies to it, is for example, the Amma Harei Zarek, is where the person says, I'm throwing this blood now, or one of the other avoidis, like Kabbalah or Shechita, Amanas, with the intention, Lishpech Shiraim Lamacher, to spill the blood tomorrow, beyond the time when it's allowed to be poured, where now he's having in mind, for the Achilas Mizbeach, because it's like the Mizbeach eats that leftover blood, Chutz Lizmanei. That's pigul. However, the previous brayse that was excluding shvichat shirayim was told, for example, the amaharini shvichat shirayim is when he's having machshava similar to the answer we gave before regarding Kabbalah, where he says that, but in the flip side, there Kabbalah we said it has to be the machshava during the Kabbalah for a nachila. Here we're saying that these things like shvichat shirayim and haktaras imurim are not avoidas. So to the contrary, when you have the machshava during them, it's not pigel, but when you have machshava during one of the avoidas on the intention of them, which is an achila of the mizbeach, then there would be pickle. So therefore, this one that we exclude is the amharin yeshevich shirayim amanas lahakte mun lamacher, is when he says, I'm now spilling the blood with the intention of sacrificing, of burning the sacrificial parts tomorrow, that's not going to be valid. Why? Because the general halacha concept that summarizes what we had said was that to become pickle, a person has to have an inappropriate thought during one of the four avoidas, it has to be, including Kabbalah, on the intention of eating something for a person or eating something of the Mizbeach, which, yes, includes having in mind the Shvichat Shirayim, but if he's doing it during the avoidas. But therefore, if let's say he's having in mind during the spilling of the blood for to eat the meat, that's not anything, because he's not having machshava during the avodah. It has to be machshava during one of the avodahs for an achila of Adam or of the Mizbeach. Now, continuing on this theme of pigel, Amr Bihud Bered Rebchi says, Shemati, he says, I heard, Shetvilas etzba, the dipping of the finger, which is in regards to the chatois hapanimis, most of the carbon chatas are brought outside on the outer Mizbeach. There are some that are brought inside the inner altar, inside the heichel itself, where it says in the passing of Yerka Gimel V'tovel HaKoyin Etzboi that the Koyin has to dip his finger into blood, and then he sprays it inside the Heichel itself. So he says that I heard that the dipping of the finger into the blood is Mefageles B'chatzis Panimis, that if let's say he's dipping, when he's doing that avoid of dipping his finger into the blood, he's having in mind, for one of the Achilas of the Mizbeach, which I'm going to burn the sacrificial parts tomorrow, mean beyond the time when he's allowed to chutzas manui, that's a machshava, a pigel, because during an avoda for an achila, chutzas manui, achila of the Mizbeach. Now, Shammai Ilfa heard this teaching. Amr Kamed Rapada, he said in front of Rapada. So Amr Bapada said the following question. It says, Klum lomadnu pigel, where did we learn the halacha of pigel, of the invalidating thoughts, these cognitions during the carbon of chatas? Where do you know it? Ela mishlamim. You only know from the carbon shlamim because the primary halacha of pigel was said in the carbon of shlamim, like the pasuk of im ochel ya'ochel, when it says on the day three, that's referring to shlamim because shlamim is the one that can be eaten for 2 days and one night. All other karbanas are for 1 day and one night. So when it says day three, so that's referring to the shlamim. So therefore, if we're learning out the halachas of pigel of chatas from shlamim, so then you have to say the following idea. Ma shlamim ain't tefilas etzba mefagelas ben, just like the carbon shlamim. The dipping of the finger into the blood will not, if he has a machshava chutzas mani during when he's dipping his finger in the blood, will not make it pigel, because actually the karmish lom does not have an avoida of tefillas esba dipping in the finger, because every avoida of blood by karbanas is always when you throw it from the vessel onto the mizbech, except for the karmachatas, which there they do it with the finger. But shlomim doesn't have that. So avchatas in tefillas etzba mefagelas bim. So to the karmachatas, since we're learning that the halach is a pigel from shlam, also cannot have a halach of pigel by the dipping in of the finger. So he wonders and is questioning this halach of Rebbe Yehuda Bereder B'chiya. So the Gemara responds, v'chiyakol mishlam lam. Do you think everything we learn out from shlamim? You think every halacha of pigel by all karbanas has to be the same thing like by the karban shlamim? And so and it says the Gemara, no, I'll disprove that question. Then if that's the case, if we find by shlamim, shaloi lishman, ein moitzi midei pigel. What that means to say is, if let's say someone slaughters a carbon shlamim, and during the slaughtering he has in mind a machshava pigel, that he's going to go ahead and have it eaten beyond the time when it's allowed to be eaten. Then he continues doing the other avodas, he receives the blood and he transports it, shaloi lishman, not for its namesake, instead of being the carbon shlamim, he has in mind the carbon ayla. So that halacha is, it does not remove the carbon from the invalidation of pigel. Why? Because when he then does, when he did the first avoda of pigel by the shechita, when he does the kabbalah and the hayilacha shalei lishma, as we said in the opening mishnah of our mesechta, does not invalidate by the carbon shlam. It's kosher, not all the balam shem chayva, but it's kosher. So therefore, that's what qualifies what the gemara tells us elsewhere: karav hamata kimitzvasei. For a carbon to be pigel, it has to be that there was no other invalidating thought. If you had the machshava pigel b'shchita, you have to have then the Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika are all done lishma with no other invalidating thoughts. So although it's done shaloi lishma, that's not considered another invalidating thought to make it like as if it wasn't everything else done to permit the carbon kmitzvasi. It was done kmitzvasi because shaloi lishma by shlam is not absolute, does not invalidate. So if that's the case, then af chatas, then you should say the same thing regarding karma chatas. Even though by chatas, shaloi lishma, as we said in the opening Mishnah, does invalidate, shaloi lishma ein moitzi midei pigel. Are you going to tell me that when you do the other avodas by chatas shaloi lishma, that's not going to remove it from its status of pigel? But the problem with that is, we learned in the Mishnah in the second paragraph of Chavtesim and Beis, it says, a carbon pesach or chatas, which was slaughtered chutz l'zman, meaning machshava of pigel, and then the Kabbalah, or the Halacha, the Zrika was done shaloi lishma, says the Mishnah over there, that's not considered karv hamatzeh k'mitzvasa. You didn't go ahead and finish the rest of the carbon according to its regular way of permitting, because you did a shaloi lishma, which is invalidation by chatas and Pesach, and says the Mishnah, it's not going to be pigled to be punished with karis if one would go ahead and eat it, as the Mishnah there teaches in the second paragraph of Chav Chesem and Beis from a pasuk, which tells us karatzos kasher karatzos pigel, which means to say that you have to go ahead and do all the other things that generally permit a carbon, which are all the four the services, without any other invalidating thought. But if you're saying it has to be just like shlamim, but you see clearly that's not like shlamim, because by shaloi lishma, it is mitzi midei pigel by ichadas, but not by shlamim. So says the Gemara, elamayas lochal meme beredo. So what do you have to say? Must be that we don't learn chatas that has to be exactly like shlamim, because mirbui de krokasi. All the other karbanas, how do we know that pigel applies to it? As it's taught in the Brice and Teres Kainim, it's not learned directly from shlamim. Rather, it's learned out from words in the pasuk over there that are extra that teach us that applies not just to shlam but all other karbanas. Now, therefore, every single carbon, whatever invalidates it, will then remove it from pigel. So chatas shaloi lishma is a psul, will remove it from pigel. By shlam it's not, so it will not remove it from pigel. But therefore, you see that chatas doesn't have to be exactly like shlamim. So says the Gemara, so hachanam here also regarding what will create it into be pigel. Before we're saying what's different regarding removing it from pigel, so to regarding creating it from to be pigel, mirbur the krokasi. We learn that from the extra words in the pasuk for each carbon separately, whatever it says by it that it is an avoda will bring it to pigel. So therefore, although there's no tevilas etzba by shlam, so it won't make it into pigel, but by chatas, where one of the avodas is tevilas etzba, so that will go ahead and create it into pigel, and therefore it's not a difficulty on this halacha of b'hudri adir b'chia. Similarly, says the Gemara, similar discussion. Amri Rishu ben Levi says, Bali Yizu Shemati, and this upper story I heard, says the same halacha, Shetfilas Etzba Mefagelas, that the dipping of the finger in the blood of the Chatoyas HaPanimis, if he has a Makhshav HaChutz L'Zmanu over there, it's going to make it into pigel. So similarly, Tahi Bar Bishim Malakish or Shlakish wondered by this. He says, how can you say that? Klum lomdu pigel el mishlamim. Where do you know pigel by chatas? You know from shlam. Because the pasuk of pigel is said by shlam. Ma shlamim ain't tvilas etzba mefagelis. But if that's the case, so just like there's no pigel by dipping the finger by shlamim, af chatas ain't tvilas etzba mefagelis. So therefore there shouldn't be a lach of pigel by dipping the finger in by the chatoyas apanimis. Tosh Gemara responds and answers, what, v'chia kol mishlam lam? Do you think you learn that everything from shlamim? No. If that would be the case, then what we find by shlamim shaloi lishman ein mitzim dei pigel, when he does the shchita of machshava pigel and then kabbalah ilocha he does shaloi lishma, that does not remove from pigel. So then you should say the same thing too. Avchatas so to bechatas shaloi lishma ein mitzim dei pigel, then shaloi lishma should not remove from pigel. But yet, as we say in the second parak, we see it does remove from pigel. Obviously, it's not the same, and therefore that was as the first Gemara's discussion said that obviously it's not a difficulty on this teaching of Rebbe Huda b'Chia. However, this discussion continues and says, Amar Bismi Chanina, he answers that question, thus actually returning the original question. He says, in, yes, Hakal Mishlam Lamdu. Actually, every carbon is learned from Shlam. So then the question you have is, then wait a second, then why by Chatas do we say that Shalal Lishma is going to remove it from Pigel? It should be just like Shlam. If I'm coming to disprove Rebbe Huda Rebbe Chia's teaching and saying, well, no, Tfilas Etzba is not going to be Mefagel because you don't have Bashlam. So then why Bashalal Lishma, if it's not removing from Pigel from Shlam, then why does it remove from Pigel by Chatas? And then he says the following reasoning. Hayil v'chutzlum kaimai, since the thought process of one of the Avoides by a carbon Shlam, if someone's going to have a thought to eat it out of the place where he's allowed to be eaten, Chutzal's man is beyond the time. Chutzal's man is beyond the place, which is in the whole city of Yerushalayim, the carbon could be eaten. But if he's having in mind to eat it out of the city, that's considered chutzal's kaimai. That's something that's paisal b'shlam. That we learn explicitly from a ribui in the second parak that's a psul, that's an invalidation by a carbon shlam. Just there's no punishment of carbon like chutz asmane, but it is a psul by a carbon of shlam. So we have a parallel here. We have by shlamim, we have chutzim kaimai that is a psul by shlam. V'shaloylishma place of a chatas, and we have by chatas, which by it shaloylishma is a psul. Now, so therefore the following teaching. Just like by the carbon shlamim, that the halacha is that if he makes the carbon, the first avodah chutzlis manoi by shechita, then by kabbalah or halacha or zrika, he then says, I'm going to do this avodah to eat it, not beyond its time, which he already did a pigle, but rather what we call beyond its place, which is chutzim kaimai. That will then say that you didn't do karv hamata kemitzvah, because you had an invalidating thought, which is different than the thought of pigle. That will remove it from pigle. So therefore, says the Gemara, sa'av shaloi lishmoi ha'paisel b'chatas, then so too, just like we're saying, as we say in the second parak, that any machshava psul will be mitzit from pigle, so too here, by karv hamatas, a machshava psul, which is shalei lishma, which invalidates bechatas, will be maitiyah, bidei pigle, will remove from pigle. So, but that is learning from shlamim. It's directly from shlamim. Tefillah sets, but doesn't apply to shlamim, it doesn't apply to chatas. Regarding shalei lishma, it's not the idea of shalei lishma. It's a machshava psul, will be maitiyah from pigle. So just like by shlamim, machshava psul of chutz mkaim will remove it from chutz lezmanai, so too by chatas, machshava of shalei lishma will remove it from chutz lezmanai. On that, the Gemara responds back to the questioner, thus answering the question. He says, Amr Birmi, says, no, mitzida tavra, that from the side it's broken, meaning your question is right there on the side. Meaning, if from chutzlim kaimai, you're learning to shaloi lishma, meaning you want to say that the halachas of pigel apply only to the things that apply to shlamim and nothing more, and therefore you want to exclude the tfilas etzba, and just you're saying that what removes from pigel, you want to learn to chatas of shalei lishma from chutzlim kaimai of shlam. And that's Rabbi Yirmiyah. But regarding that, we could respond and say, no, you can't compare the two. Malo chutzlim kaimai apasa b'shlam. If we find that chutzlim kaimai, that invalidates by shlamim, there it makes sense that it will remove it from pigel. Why? Because it's something that's invalidating, that's very severe. Shekein noig b'chol azvachim. Chutzlim kaimai is a machshava, and we see it's very severe because it's universal by all karbanas, that it applies by all karbanas, that it's an invalidating feature. Taima b'shalai lishma, in contrast, what you want to say v'chatas by when it's being done not for its namesake, shein noig el b'pesa v'chatas b'vad. That as an invalidating feature is only by, it's very limited, it's only b'chatas and pesach. So therefore, who would say that it will apply to remove it from the halacha of pigel? How can you learn that? If you're saying it's limited to what you see by shlam, then who said you could compare it to chutzim kaimai by shlam? So Elamayis l'chon, l'meimah rather says, Rabbi Yirmiyah, rather, what can you say? That if you're coming to say, like you want to say, to disprove this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chia, that we're learning everything from shlamim, so then what's the reason then that we're going to say that shaloi l'shmoi will remove from chatas the halacha of pigel? You have to say the following hasbar. He's maintaining the difficulty of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chia, that there's no proof to tefillas etzba, and you could learn from shlamim, but not the way you said it. Rather, you have to say it as follows. By a carbon shlamim, davar ha-paisel behen, something that invalidates by it, which, for example, like chutzim kaimai, there it's mitzim b'nei pigel, it removes it from pigel. Davar ha-ma'akev behen, something that will be ma'akev by then, for example, like the four services of the blood, is mevil in de pigel. If you do the during the one of those avaydas, that brings it to pigel. So that's a zibir mirhochanam here also by the karb machatas, davar ha'paisel ba, something that invalidates by it, for example, shalei lishma, is meitziyim de pigel. In other words, he's saying each one is in its own right. You're learning out the halachic framework from shlamim, but not the examples. You can't learn out shalei lishma like he asked from chutzim kaimai, because they're different. But what you could say, if you want to learn that from shlamim, is to say each one categorically, the framework is learned out from shlamim, but then you compare it to each context on its own. So to davar ha'paisel ba, by something that invalidates by it, for example, shalei lishma by chatas, is maitzi midei pigel, will remove it from pigel. Davar ma'akev ba, something which is ma'akev by it, which is the services of the blood, and seemingly including the tefilas etzba would be included, mevil de pigel, will bring to pigel. So essentially what he's going back to is that he's saying a response for Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chia, not like that was asked. He says, if you want to learn that from shlamim, good, learn that from shlamim. But what you have to say is that we all have to answer the question, how do you know shalei lishma b'chatas? The way you wanted to describe it, you learn exactly from Shlomim, that doesn't work. Like you said, you can't compare Shloi Lishma to Chosam Kaimer. So rather, if you want to maintain Shloi Lishma, must be that you compare it to each context individually. So then, ultimately, he comes back and he says, then you have to say and support the teaching of Rehud Rebchia. That same thing applies to Tefillah Setzpa, because it is something that's ma'akib by it, so it could bring to Pigle, which is like Rehud Rebchia. Now, Amrav Mari says, Avanan Namtinin, he says, we also learned this idea that the Tefillah Etzba will be Mefagel, as we learned in Mishnah Mesechtes Menachas. Says the Mishnah Zehakal, this is the rule. Kol HaKoymetz, anyone who does the fistful of taking of the flour offering from the Mincha, V'noisin Bekli, and he puts it into a vessel, and V'hamoylech, or if he transports, or V'hamakter, or if he goes and he sacrifices and burns that fistful on the Mizbech, which these are the four acts of services that apply to a flour offering correlating to the four acts of services by a carbon. If at any one of these avodas he has in mind to either eat the leftovers of the mincha beyond its time or to sacrifice the kaimetz beyond its time tomorrow, is going to create a psul of pigel. That's what the Mishnah says in Menachas. So on that says the Gemara as follows. Bishlei mekaimetz, we could understand regarding the avoida of the kemitza, of the fistful, that it could be an act to have the machshava of pigel, because haino sheichet, that's exactly the parallel of what slaughtering is by a carbon, which when one slaughters, he removes the blood, which is the utility of the shechita in this element of the karbanis, which is one of the elements that are taken out from the meat to be put onto the mizbeach, and the meat is then thus like the leftovers. Here also, he separates the fistful from the leftovers of the flour, and therefore that's to correlate into shechit. So too by the other two avodas, meilech transporting the mincha, hayne meilech, that's the same transporting by a carbon of the blood, makter burning the fistful of the flour offering on the mizbeach, namahayne zarek, that's the same thing like the throwing of the blood, which is the eating of the mizbeach of the part of the carbon. So therefore, we learn that the halacha of pigel by mincha from a hekesh, from a carbon, like the pasuk says in Zayis HaTorah, and the Gemara later on the Tzadiches Amud Alva explains this hekesh, just like by Shlomim there's mefagel u'mespagel, and so too by mincha there's mefagel u'mespagel. Fine. However, one question is regarding one of those. We understand shechita, which is the kemitza. We understand halacha and haktar, which is like the zrika. Elanaisim bekli mainu. But says the Gemara, what is the one of those avodas of putting the flour offering in the vessel? Elim in the Domele Kabbalah, if you would think to say, which would seem to be the parallel of what it is by the blood, receiving the blood in the vessel, so too over here, putting the fistful of the flour in the vessel is what correlates to the Kabbalah, and that's how you know the pigel would apply to it, because you learn that Zayis HaTorah Mincha from Zevach, and that says the Gemara, mi dam, is it comparable? It's not the same thing. Hasa Mamela, there by the dam, the blood falls by itself when you slaughter, you put the vessel underneath, by itself it falls into the vessel. Here he takes it with his hand, verame, and he puts it into the vessel. So it's not really Kabbalah. It's not just catching, it's putting in. Ella, rather, this is the point that the Gemara wants to prove. Since it's not possible that one should not put the fistful of the flour into a vessel to sanctify it inside the vessel, like the Gemara said previously in Afiyat Avim and Aleph, that if it's not received in the Kli Sharis, it's going to be pasul. As the Gemara explains the reason, Sechta Saita in the second paragraph of Idalim Abay is just like by Dam, even though the carbon is sanctified by the knife that cuts into the neck of the animal, still you need to go ahead and put it again and receive it and sanctify it in another Kli. So to the Kemitza, even though it's already originally sanctified the vessel, the flour offering in a vessel, but now you have to go ahead and take out the fistful and put it into another vessel and sanctify it again. So, since it's integral part of the Avodah, so Al Karchei Avodah Chashuvahi, so by default, that makes it into a significant Avodah and therefore eligible to do Pigel with it. So that's the proof, says Remari, that Hachanami here also, by the Tfilas of the Etzba, the Chatoi Sapanimis, with the dipping of the finger into the blood, Kivin Dolei Sagi Dolei Avodah, since it's not possible not to do it by the Chatoi Sapanimis, because it's integral, Al Karchei Haina Hailocha, so therefore that is the same thing as transporting the blood with his finger, meaning, similar to the Avodah of Hailocha, to bring it near to the Mizbeach, although you don't have that by other Karbanis, but since it's integral, therefore that, just like by Mincha, by the putting of the fistful into the vessel, it's not Kabbalah, rather we'll say it's integral so you can be Mefagel. Here also it's integral, it can be Mefagel. So that's a right, tribute Rebbe Chiya's Halacha. Says the Gemara, no proof. La'olam d'domi l'kabbalah. Truthfully, we could tell you that the putting of the flour, the fistful, the kemitza into the vessel is similar to Kabbalah. And therefore, it could be learned out from the Hekesh that we said between Menachas and Shlomim, because we include the halacha of pigul by shlamim, by kabbal, as we said before, and putting the kaimitz of the mincha into the vessel is like the receiving of the blood. And therefore, there would be no proof to say this concept that we're trying to say of integral, even though it's not learned out by shlamim, so we would want to say the same thing by tefillas etzba. We'd say, no, from here you wouldn't be able to prove if tefillas etzba is like halacha or not. Now, with the comment, but this that you had said to ask, to prove the point, hacham emela, here, by the blood, by Kabbalah, it's done by itself, it's natural, hasam iu koshak abiyav, there, by the mincha, he has to go ahead and take it himself and put it into it, and that's the zikmar, that's not a difficulty. Ki even to be idi, matan klihu, since both of them ultimately is the receiving of a vessel, ma'ale me'ale, ma'ale koshak abiyav, what's the difference about it by itself, what's the difference if he has to do it, but actively, doesn't make a difference, therefore it is the parallel Kabbalah, and therefore you don't have any proof regarding this concept of something that's not the same as shlamim, but integral, and therefore there is no raya from here to the halacha of Rebbe Chiya that to say that there would be halacha of pigul bechatras apnimis of tefillas etzba. But the Gemara continues in limikat tanoi. Let's say this halacha of Rebbe Chiya is actually machlekes tanoi. Why? The Tanoi Chada we learn in one brayse that says tefillas etzba mefagelas bechatras, dipping the finger in the blood by the inner chatois will create pigul. But Tanya Idechul, another brayse that says, loy mefageles, it will not create pigul, meaning if during the tvila he has a mind to sacrifice the emurim tomorrow, it will not create pigul. And loy mispageles, it will not become pigul, meaning if during the slaughtering or the receiving the blood he has a mind that he'll dip his finger in tomorrow, will not create pigul. My love, Tanoi, so isn't it seemingly obvious it's a machlekes tanoim, that the first Tanoi considers it as hoylacha, as an integral avoda, although we don't find the bishlamim, and still it's going to be considered eligible for pigul. And the second time it says, no, it's not halacha, and therefore we don't find this by shlam, and therefore it's not going to be eligible for pigul. Says the Gemara, loy. No, truthfully you could tell you that everyone holds, like Rebbe Yehuda b'Chiya, that it is valid, essentially, like, to make pigul with it, it is like halacha, like the transporting it. But ha-rabbanan, the first price is like drabbanan, so therefore that's like Rebbe Yehuda b'Chiya, that it's halacha. However, ha, the second price that says, eina mefageles, is Reb Shimon. It's Reb Shimon that says in the Mishnah that, yeah, even though we're saying that this tefillah setzav is like halacha, but halacha does not create pigul, like we learned in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon says he's machshe behilach. And therefore, that's why. But really, essentially, everyone holds like Reb Yehuda b'Chiya's halacha, that it is like halacha, and therefore it is eligible generally to make pigul, just the second price of Reb Shimon who says you cannot make pigul by halacha. That is the Gemara, Irib Shimon, if the second verse of Shimon, then my Irib Tefillah says, but then why when he's talking about the Chatois Epinemius, he says, by during the dipping of the finger, that's not going to create pigul. But Omer, he says, as he gets into Abidal and Olive, Kol She'ene al Mizbech HaChitz and Kishlam, he says, any carbon that's not sacrificed on the outer Mizbech, like Shlamim, because that's where we learn that the halacha of pigul, to all carbonists, we learn from Shlamim, he says, Ein ba Mishum pigul, there's no pigul there at all, as the Gemara teaches later on, Perek B'Shamet Avim Gimel Olive. So then why would he say it only by the dipping of the finger? All the avoidance of the Chatois Epinemius, since it's not done in the outer Mizbech, would not have pigul. So it's not just by the dipping of the finger. So Ella rather says, the Gemara, Nahavah HaRabban of Lekasha, both Brice are the Rabbanan, and still it's not difficult. Khan, the second brisa is b'chatois hachitzainis, is by the outer carbon chatas, where there's no pigul by the dipping of the finger, because there the pasuk doesn't say v'tovel to dip the finger in. It just says v'lokach hakoyin midam chatas betzboy. You're right. Even by the outer chatois, it has to be dip. Has to be the finger has to be dipped in, but the pasuk doesn't say to dip it. It just said and the kohen takes from the blood of the chatas with his finger. Now, actually, the Gemara later on, Perek Ezim, coming up, Mches Manalf will explain, although it says V'lokach, that V'lokach means actually the Kabbalah Saddam, the receiving of the blood. And that's where we learn the Kabbalah from. But it doesn't say to dip, although one has to dip the finger. So there, the dipping the finger is not an integral Avaida, it doesn't say it in the Torah, and therefore it's not going to be eligible for pigul. Come, B'chatois Epinemius, the first verse that says there is pigul, is like Rebbe Yehuda b'Chiya, which, yeah, that's an integral Avaida, and the Pasuk talks about it, and therefore pigul will apply by it. That is the Gemara Chatas Chitzainis Pshita. If you're telling me that the second Brice that says that pigul does not apply by dipping a finger is the outer carbon chatas, it's obvious that there's no pigul. Because like Sibu V'tava, like we said, because the Pasuk doesn't mention anything about dipping in the finger. Of course it's not going to be pigul. So the Gemara, no, itzuch, it was necessary. So you would have thought to say, Hail uksiv v'lokach, since ultimately the Pasuk does say that he should take, which sounds like he himself should take. Moreover, v'i asi kaif ramilahu ayade, if a monkey would come and throw the blood on his hand, meaning on his finger, and then now it's on his finger, now you can go ahead and put it on the outer mizbeach, That wouldn't be valid. He would have to go back and take the blood another time. So obviously you see that although v'lokach, as we'll explain later in the later parak, means the receiving of the blood, but it's also going on his finger that he has to dip his finger in himself. So therefore, I would say that it's like as if it writes in the pasuk that it should dip his finger in. That's what the second Bryce is teaching. That's why the Torah does not explicitly write to dip his finger in like it does by the Chatoyas HaPanimias. Rather, it just writes regarding receiving the blood. But just from the proximity of the Nasan going on his finger, which we learn out by default that he does have to dip in his finger, that he does have to dip in his finger himself. So, but it doesn't say V'tovel explicitly. Where Dimash Mahachi, it understands one concept, that the dipping of the finger is not a chashav avodah to be able to do pigel with it. For the fact that the pasuk is not machshav, it does not consider it important enough to mention it explicitly. But it also understands the other idea, where that ultimately one does have to dip in his finger, like the chatoyas apanimis, and not that a monkey could come and put it on his finger that then he could then spray it that way, where he does have to dip his finger in the most ideal way, because v'lokach is also going on his finger, so it's somewhere in the middle. Yes, he does have to dip in his finger, but the pasuk doesn't say it explicitly, why not, to say it's not a chashav avodah to be able to do pigel with it, and that's the second braisa, and therefore it doesn't contradict Rabbi Yehuda b'Chiya. We could say that all tanoim are like him, that it is going to be by the chatoyas apanimis, the tefillah, the pasuk mentions he has to dip in his finger, therefore it is a chashav avodah, and therefore since in that context we say that it's something that's important for it, it is going to be one of the avodahs that's ma'akib, just like b'shalom, whatever's ma'akib by it will be pigel sotah by chatoyas apanimis. The other braisa is chatoyas chatzainis, where although yes, you do have to do the tefillah yourself, and if a monkey puts it on, it's not going to be good. However, since the pasuk doesn't mention it, it's not a chashav avodah enough that if he has a machshava of pigel by it, it's not going to make it into pigel.